Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. You can find us on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. I think their challenge season is over, but there's a bunch of other podcasts you guys can check out. I don't know. I gave up. The challenge did something where they're like behind the scenes secrets and I'm just not into it.
Yeah. Well, is there another reunion or not? They were trying to debate that last episode.
I thought there was going to be, but it's not this week. So, well.
It isn't?
No, because they did the stuff you didn't see episode. And I was like, I don't care.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I went to go look today.
That's dumb.
I don't know. But guys, be sure to rate, subscribe, and review this podcast. I know we always say, I think we need to clear things up. Meredith and I are recording a lot of these season one episodes at one time. So I keep saying like no one's rated or reviewed us, but like it's only been like a week since we actually started season one. So it kind of makes sense.
We're trying to like crank them out.
Yeah.
But we release them slowly. Now, if you want them faster, tell them how they can get them faster, Alicia.
You can check out our Patreon because we upload those immediately.
Well, I mean like 12 hours because I need to edit them.
Yeah, Meredith edits. But like this episode will go up, I think, 3 weeks before it or 2 weeks before it comes out.
3 weeks. Yeah, three weeks.
So
so if you're listening to this now, you could have had it 3 weeks ago.
I don't know what you're doing. Our one patron, Jackie, right now is getting all the benefits. We love her. But let me tell you what else you can get on the Patreon. So we have three statuses. We're not asking for a lot. The first one's a dollar. That's our Peter status.
It's a great value.
Yeah.
Good bang for your buck.
So for $1 a month, you would get all these episodes as soon as they drop, which is 12 hours after we record them. So that's perfect. And you'll get to hear our pre-show, which is basically where Meredith and I catch up over what's happened since last time we talked. And honestly, I think those are funnier than the podcast.
I agree. Do you want to find out our favorite board game? Do you want to find out what kind of parents we'll be? Well, that was on the pre-show.
And then for $2 a month, that's our Sheena status, because Sheena's a little more important than Peter. You know. Just like
a little more in the package.
A little more in the package. So along with everything that we just mentioned, you'll also get access to our post show, which we do after, which involves spoilers, because obviously we already know what's going on, but we don't want to spoil for anyone who's watching for the first time while listening to these. So if you're really interested in our spoiler thoughts and any Vanderpump news we have, $2. Also, we'll say your name on the podcast. Give you a little shout out.
Name and lights.
Name and lights. Jackie.
Name and our voices.
Her name is Jackie, and we love her. And then $5 a month is our Lisa status. You'll get everything I just mentioned, but also you'll get to ask any questions for our post show. So Jackie asked us a really great question. We answered it. I ask every time we record if there's any questions from anyone. I don't know. Jackie just had like the best question. So I don't know if anyone can one up, but I'd like to see everyone try. But everything is, or nothing is off limits. So, because if you're paying $5 a month, we need to answer your question.
I mean, like our social security number and address are off limits, but...
But anything within
my credit card number,
But anything embarrassing, we'll answer. Something weird, any Vanderpump.
I'm so nervous.
No one's gonna ask.
Who from our past is popping out to join our Patreon?
Someone's
just
coming.
To ask us. I feel like I'm in third grade, and you like text someone, and it's like, who do you like? And it's like, no one, but you really mean you.
And we have to tell the truth. And then we'll try and pick a patron of the week to give you an extra shout out. Currently, that is still Jackie. She's got like 3 or 4 episodes in a row.
We are currently have a patron of the month status until somebody else joins.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll get patron of the month.
Just patron of eternity. Until
but we would love to make it a patron of the week.
or of the episode, because we crank these out kind of fast. But you get it. You get it. You guys, it's fine. But also, be sure to join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. So if you're listening to the podcast, you can find our Facebook group.
You can also follow us on Instagram, yes, at Vanderpasta, which is also the back after the backslash for our Patreon. Super
simple. Oh, yeah,
simple.
I should have said that. Patreon.com/Vanderpasta
everywhere.
And we give you, in the Facebook group and on the Instagram, we remind you when our episodes drop. So if you're not on the Patreon, which is like sad for you, you'll get your reminder every week. But that's it. That's all you get. Yeah, I think that's it. Is that all of our
stuff? I mean, I'm mixing it up. You're not.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting. I like sit down. This was right after work. Just throw me.
It's my perfect excuse to not feel weird because I'm not really truly drinking alone. I mean, I'm the only one drinking, but I'm not alone, even though we're in different cities.
That's true. I plan on doing a workout after. Actually, I went walking this morning as like my quote-unquote workout.
I saw your Instagram. I was like, damn, why is she at the lake at 7 a.m?
I know. I was up so early, and honestly, it felt really nice. But then today, all I've been doing is eating, and I think that's because my body just used energy, and I do not usually eat until noon. So,
well, and I always feel like if I work out, then it's like, well, I did it, so like I don't really have to be healthy the rest of the day.
Yeah, but now like I'm very full. Also, I was so bored at work today that I just ate everything. Like I was bored eating, you know? Like I was like, I'm not even hungry.
Thank God I've just moved in my new place and have no food to do that. I barely have enough to eat for lunch. I just ate my last meal. How am I supposed to get through tomorrow?
What are you doing for dinner?
Oh, that totally reminded me. I'm making stir fry. I do have some frozen vegetables and chicken.
Ooh, yum. I'm making tacos.
Such a good
actually
staple.
they're leftover and they're not really like tacos, they're carnitas, but you know, it's kind
you
of
killed
the same.
Me. All right, let's jump into it.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, so this is season 1, episode 5, and I loved this episode. I thought this was do you not like this episode?
No, I didn't say I didn't. I just didn't realize you loved this one so much.
I forgot. Like, obviously, episode 4, I know what's coming. I know I love that episode because it's so dramatic. But this was almost like it started out slow. And then as it went on, I was like, wait a minute. I'm fucking so invested in this episode.
Yeah, it was nice to, like, get other things. I mean, obviously, there was some relationship drama. But it's nice to get other parts of these people's world. Yeah, I enjoyed that at least.
Yeah, I feel like I have a lot of quotes this episode.
Good, because I was thinking about you, hoping you would write some of
this
shit
down.
Yeah,
I have a lot of stuff.
Like the Laura Lee texts.
Oh yeah, I got them all. Meredith and I said this on the pre-show, but I do all like the episode stuff and Meredith does our background stuff, so she doesn't have to take as many notes. But I'll sit here for like 2 hours on an episode to get every detail I can find. So appreciate me. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Previously on Vanderpump Rules, Stassi dumped Jax. Frank told everyone about Jax getting a girl pregnant. Katie and Kristen don't believe Frank. Jax ruined Stassi's birthday party and started a brawl outside a Moroccan restaurant. Stassi stood up to Kristen and Katie for being bad friends. And we find out that if Jax and Frank can't get it together, one of them will go.
Uh-oh.
Dun, dun, dun. Also, last episode, I said the quote, real men fight with their shirts off, and my roommate to this day finds it hilarious. I didn't think it was that funny.
Maybe we need to make a sticker.
That's our t-shirt, real men fight with their shirts off. Okay, so we start the episode at Lisa's house. We're getting ready for a tea party, and we get a fun flashback to the Housewives of Beverly Hills,
I love this because it makes no sense if you've never seen the show.
When Camille, this is
No, that wasn't Camille.
Or no, it was, what's her face?
It was,
oh my God, Camille's the fun dancing one.
Yeah, this, it was,
this was the girl whose husband committed suicide. Her husband was Russell, but first he left her and then committed suicide. But
no, this I don't, was before, I think she left him.
Oh, maybe. This was before he died.
Who is it? What's her name?
I have no idea. It's like not even important anymore. Are you going to Google it?
Yeah, I got it.
But I do remember watching this episode because I was totally on Lisa's side for this. Even though I felt bad that this bitch was like sobbing and she was like, I do not need you as my enemy. Or if you cannot be my friend, please don't be my enemy. And I was like, this bitch crazy. Lisa needs to kick her the fuck out.
Taylor Armstrong.
Taylor. Do you think that like, Jax and Peter were working on the Beverly Hills Housewives.
Real Housewives. Oh yeah, they Hills. Some of them were featured.
Oh, totally missed.
When
it.
Lisa has events, she always had she kind of had some Sir bartenders around. There's been a few events that, especially after Vanderpump Rules started, they always be at Sir.
This was before, though, I think, right? This blow up between Taylor.
The little clip that we see. Yeah. It was before Vanderpump Rules.
It was fun. But so let's hope this tea party goes better. Peter and Jax are here to serve the tea. Jax looks absolutely miserable, and Lisa asks to talk to Jax alone. So Peter's dismissed.
Ooh, yikes. And
Lisa's fuming about what happened at the Moroccan restaurant in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. She's pissed because they fought. Word got around that it was in a restaurant, which, I mean, it basically was the beginning of it, which I agree. Like, as a restaurant owner, I would be mortified because they do represent you because they have a show. Like, if they were just out in Vegas, nobody really knows that they work at Sir. But now with the show, it's like, how embarrassing. But Lisa straight up asks him, why did you get into a fight with him?
Like, why did you even go? She's like, why were you there? You knew Frank was going to be there. Like, what part of your thought process? Which I think just shows how immature Jax is, because anyone over the age of like 25 to, 28, I'll give stupid dudes, I guess. Like, you should know. If you're like in this situation, you probably just shouldn't go. Like, I
you
probably
know how
go.
It's gonna end if you show up.
Yeah. And this 32-year-old,
it brings it back because, like, whenever you just said like somebody at that age, I was like, oh my God, he's 31. Yeah, or he's 32, I think.
And I think this is more medical, so I don't know if I have my facts straight, but I read somewhere that your brain doesn't fully mature until you're 25. So ours just are matured now. We just got mature. But then, boy, there's that thing that boys mature slower than
later,
girls.
Yeah. So but I'm still, like 32 to 25.
You should know how this is going to end. But Jax says he wanted to go because all of his friends were going to be there. And Lisa's like, that's absolute bullshit, next. And he just says he's disappointed in himself.
He actually seems very genuine here.
I was going to say, do you believe him?
I do believe that he is. I think with Lisa, he is disappointed because of he knows he upset Lisa. I don't think he was that night disappointed himself, but having to talk to Lisa and be and her saying you represent me. I think he is kind of disappointed that he kind of maybe effed things up with her.
Okay. I'm getting the sense that Jax plays the victim a lot.
I think so too. Yeah. But I'm just saying he seems more sincere here than anywhere else.
But then he breaks out the tears and he's crying about Stassi and he just took Stassi for granted.
But not real tears. It's his eyes are watering and then he puts his hands in his face.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's great acting. Maybe that's it.
He's a actor. So... yeah, I don't know. But we find out there's going to be a staff meeting. And this is where I was like, I do love this episode. I love the staff meeting. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, but first Lisa says, do you think you can work with Frank? And Jack says, of course. I mean, he you know, I work in the restaurant and he works in the lounge. No big deal. And Lisa's like, you guys are 30 feet apart.
Yeah, you can clearly see
it's not two restaurants. Yeah.
I think though, this is where Jax and Frank show their maturity over the girls. Like, I think Jax says, he's like, we both need the job. We both need the money. Like, we can work together. Whereas Katie called Lisa in the previous episode and was like, I don't want to be scheduled with Stassi, which I think is rude.
I don't even think this is truly maturity. I think it's just the way guys and girls handle things. Girls, I think, bring it into all aspects of our lives. And I think guys can at some point kind of put it aside.
I guess there's just something about work. Like, you can't.
I know, but Jax and Frank would legitimately stay on their own sides.
That's true.
Girls would not do that. They'd be like, she walked to the bathroom, which is on my side, and looked at me.
I don't know. I hold myself to a higher standard than that, but it's fine. Whatever.
Oh, I think some girls are different, but Stassi later in this episode, if we're talking about these says girls, she cannot be even in the same place as them. She has no one on her side, so she can't my God. Work.
I hated it. Okay, so, there's going to be a staff meeting. Peter knows it's going to be bad. My dude Peter's so intuitive. He knows.
Well, he's also on the management staff, so I'm sure there's been a conversation prior to this.
So then we're out to lunch. Stassi and her mom, Dana. Ooh,
love her.
Redhead Dana.
She lives super close, somewhat close to LA, 60 miles away. Yeah, that's an hour.
I don't know. Whatever.
That's not that far. And think about it. Who knows where Stassi's point was? She clearly came for lunch for the day.
That's true.
In LA, everybody sits in 3 hours of traffic, so.
That's also true. So Dana's very committed to having lunch with her daughter. They're super close and super alike, which you can tell right off the bat. I'm talking oh my God, it's so hot. Should we get some wine?
Stassi says they're very similar. They're both dramatic, sensitive, and they're princesses, which is spot on. I love people who know who they are and own it. Cause I don't really, I think I'm dramatic, but it's okay. I know that.
My biggest pet peeve is people who can't acknowledge when they suck.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen, you're not going to change. Let's be honest. Just own it at this point.
Let me rephrase it. I always say, because I'm a total bitch, I'm I hate when girls are bitches and they can't admit to it.
100%. I agree.
The worst. So Stassi vents to her mom about how Jax came to her birthday after he was uninvited and he sent her flowers. And so when her and Frank walked into their room, and Stassi's mom's like,
excuse me.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you guys were that close.
Yeah, I loved that. And she was like, well, yeah, mom, we're really close. It's not that weird.
She's like, okay. But, Stassi also tells Dana that Kristen and Katie are against Frank and taking Jax's side in this whole argument, which Dana is not happy with. Dana thinks like us. They shouldn't be defending Jax.
And Dana has never liked Jax. So she this is why you don't date cheaters. And it's like, well, how do you know they're going to cheat on you?
Well, she goes, Jax is a 32-year-old guy who couldn't hold down a job, didn't want a job, was just lazy. And Stassi's like, I know, mom. I get it. I
got it.
At least Frank has a job and he's ambitious or something.
Well, is he? We have not learned anything else about him except for...
He has a job.
And he kind of was friends with Jax. Jax? Who knows?
We'll
Jax at least trained him. That's all we know.
But if you want to know what happens to Frank, you should check out our Patreon. Because that'll be on there. Because I always find a background character to do background research in to find out what happened to them.
So join our post show.
So, Dana does not like Jax and is unhappy with Katie and Kristen. And I think this is the support Stassi needs in life right now.
I agree. I think they look like they're BFF. So I'm happy her mom came in town because she needs someone at this point.
So let's go to Superbox Music Studios.
Loved this.
We find out Tina is headlining a show and has asked Tina and Sheena are going to throw me off.
I know.
Tina's headlining the show. Sheena was asked to open for her. So mm-hmm. Sheena's about to have her big musical debut. She's got two friends with her. They're going to do some recording today. We got creepy music producer Russell back in the building.
So weird.
He is the worst.
I love this because Sheena talks. Clearly, this is Sheena's first time performing. She already tells us, but you can just tell. She's so nervous. She tells the group, I'll say, that she really wants to do something simple, not really overwhelm herself because it's her first time she'll be singing live. And Russell's like, well, you can't just stand in the middle of the stage. It'll consume you.
It'll eat you up. And he's like, it's a really big stage. You're going to have to do some movement. Like, you need to put on a performance. And Sheena's like, or maybe it's the other girl. One of the girls is like, we all used to be cheerleaders, so we can put on a performance. And I was like,
honey.
Oh, okay.
Not needed. Thank you.
Oh, okay, blonde girl. Whatever.
But I love while she's practicing, A, you hear one of the blonde girls way more than you hear Sheena. And two, Sheena at the end of it says, it's kind of hard to sing the song all the way through. And I was oh my God, I never even thought about that she's just singing bits in the recording studio.
Yeah, when she's about to have to sing the whole way through.
I was also thinking, I was like, haven't you ever sang a song in a car when you're like belting it?
Yeah, I'm out of breath, but I can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Them recording this just sounded so bad.
Oh, yeah.
So bad. I can't wait for them to auto-tune everything and then play it over Sheena Live because, I don't know, man. Sheena did not sound okay. I felt so bad.
I just think these are so awkward. I always wonder why people on reality TV do stuff like this when you know, like when you already weren't a singer, you know? Like,
yeah.
Why are we doing this?
At least she's admittedly not a singer. Like she said that. She's like, I'm not a singer. I'm a performer.
I guess.
It's fine. But Russell ends this with, he says everyone has to be sexy on stage.
So Russell. Creepy. Okay, Russell. Thank you for your input.
So now we're going to Sarah. And we open up with Jax. He's working his Tuesday night. And he's flirting with some Brazilians that are there. They're going to go listen to some French music later. And he's putting on the charm, you know. But that's what you do. As a waiter or waitress, you want some tips. Flirt a little, maybe.
He's not a waiter or a waitress, though. No, he's just bringing, passing.
He's bringing drinks or whatever.
Was he? I didn't see the drinks.
Yeah, I think he brought them wine.
Okay, I guess. I was wondering why he was standing there.
Yeah, he was just, like, making casual conversation. They asked him if he's ever been next door because they were playing French music, and he's like, oh, maybe I'll go. You know, just being nice. I didn't think this was too weird.
No, obviously, I didn't either.
They were two good-looking Brazilian girls.
I thought it was weird that he was talking to them, but I didn't think the conversation was that
odd. No, it was fine. So then he goes back to the bar. Peter's there, and Peter's like, hey, I heard an interesting new development. And Jax is like, what's that development? Like, he doesn't know. Peter's like, you're hooking up with a girl from Sur, aren't you?
I love this, because then it cuts to commercial.
I know. And I'm like, who is it?
And Peter's like, I just knew immediately based on the body language. It's Laura Lee. I'm like, what?
Annoying Laura Lee.
I thought he meant like Jax's body language, but then Laura Lee pops in and I'm like, oh my God. See what you're saying now.
First, Jax is like, I'm trying to avoid her because like it really wasn't supposed to happen. And Peter's like, how did it happen? So Jax tells him that she was babysitting his dog.
So
like,
odd.
Right there, I'm like, question mark? Why wouldn't you ask Kristen and Tom? Why would, out of all people, we have not
heard Laura Lee. Oh, he had a plan. He planned this.
Laura Lee was babysitting his dog, and then they went and got lunch, and then they went for a hike, and then they went and got dinner, and then they went to go see a movie, and then they got breakfast.
If people get breakfast, that means they banged.
No, they just the next morning woke up, decided to call each other and grab some breakfast. I know, I'm kidding.
I'm like, hell no. Also, can you imagine spending this much time?
This was a long time with a person. Also, if I babysit someone's dog, and they come back, they're like, would you like to go on a hike? I'd be like, I don't
know. My question, do you think the dog was with them the whole time?
I think with the hike and the lunch. Lunch and hike. I think dinner, they got rid of the dog.
And the breakfast left the dog at home again.
Yeah. Well, Peter knows this is not a great idea. He's like, you do realize your ex-girlfriend works here. Red flags.
Also, they definitely had a bang at Laura Lee's apartment because Jax is probably still sleeping
homeless
on Tom's couch.
Homeless. And then Jax says that Laura Lee is not a rebound.
Which oh my God. Come on. No. Listen, I don't really ever want to comment on people's looks or personality or if they like, you know, if one's superior than the other. But all I'm going to say is these are two different types of people. Laura Lee seems a little quieter, calmer, human. Jack seems like a fucking psychopath and needs somebody, a Stassi, on his level. You know, like,
yeah,
he can't have just sweet, innocent, ex-drug addict Laura Lee.
Laura Lee seems, she's got a little crazy in her. A little crazy.
But it's different than Stassi's crazy.
Stassi's crazy could kill you. Laura Lee, you're just like, are you
you're
okay?
You're weirded out. You're weird. Can you back up?
This is the weird Laura Lee. We are all Peter watching her interaction with Jax because that was weird. I was like, well, I hate it. But whatever. So Peter, again, is like, you need to be careful because Stassi knows. And he says Stassi with a Z, like Stassi. I really like it. It's like Stassi.
Interesting. Knows. Maybe that's why they dated.
Maybe he just hates her, so he pronounces
no,
her
No, like,
wrong
maybe she, like, loved
off.
That. No, I think she probably loved it.
Nastasia.
Okay.
I don't know. But, so Jax is super annoyed that everyone cares about his business, even though I would just like to say he crashed a birthday party for his ex-girlfriend while her new boyfriend was going to be there. So he clearly doesn't mind his own business, so I don't know why anyone should fucking mind his.
Yeah. This one's tricky.
Whatever. Laura Lee approaches the bar.
Oh, God.
She comes up
to... She heard her name and was like, hello.
Hi. But she comes up to Jax, and he saw her, or she saw him flirting with those Brazilians. So she's like...
This. I can't.
What's up with your Brazilians? Do I need to go over there and beat some booty? And I was like, oh, I hate it. Because Peter was like, what?
I felt like we were watching, like, Nickelodeon, like... Do I need to beat some booty?
And it's like one date in, she can rein it back a little. It's okay.
Like, it's honey, they were employees, or they were, like, clients. Yes.
Yeah.
It's not like he was, like, on, like, it's like he was off and he was eating there and, like, flirting with some girls. Like, he's clearly working. This is different.
But Jax responds with, I don't think they spoke English. A little bit of the Espanol, a little hola.
I love this. Because Brazil speak Portuguese?
Yeah. Yep. A little hola. I love it. He's so stupid.
B, like, he's such a liar. It's so annoying, lying about dumb stuff. Like, you don't need to say they don't speak English to get this girl who's not your girlfriend off your back. All you have to say is, no, we were chatting about how they should go next door afterwards. You know, I'm trying to keep them around to have them spend more money here.
It gets worse, though. So then Laura Lee, they're, like, joking about these Brazilians, like, how they're going to hang out. And she's like, one of them wants to bang you. I'd be like, ah, see, Jack, see. And I was like, ew, oh, I hate it. I hate it. Peter's face at this moment was
I was disgusted. Like,
Jax is laughing, and Peter just looks like meat because Peter's like, can
I wonder
leave?
If she tries to be like the funny girl, but like her
she's
voice,
trying to flirt.
But the voice, her tone of voice, and like her high pitched voice doesn't translate. Like, it comes off so uncomfortable.
Also, this flirting is super weird. Like, I can't think of a situation. Like, if I was with Jax, right? If I'm Laura Lee, I would walk over and be like, saw you flirting with those Brazilians. Like, I wouldn't. It probably go as far as that.
This is the type of flirting you do if you're friends and you kind of want to be something more. But they don't know each other that well.
No, it's super weird. So then I described this conversation as a car crash. You just, like, can't look away, but it's god-awful. Because then they start joking around that they're, like, they'll go out with the Brazilian girls. And Laura Lee should come and tell them her life story. And she just responds with, ex-meth addict, I'll fuck you up.
There are just some people who are not good at the jokes. I'm not going to say I'm good or bad, but I'm definitely not like this bad. She just has a timing issue, an actual structure, some wordish, like these aren't funny. This is uncomfortable funny.
I'm sure everyone knows she was an ex-meth addict. I'm so sad for her struggles. I'm glad she's like past it. But also like, that's just not like a, like to everyone else, it's not really funny.
You know,
to be like, I will fuck you up because I took meth. And it's like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
It's like she wanted to let the producers know her story, but didn't know how to bring it in. So she just fucking dropped it.
Randomly, with no, like...
No background. We know nothing about Lorelei.
But Jax kind of let her into it. And it was like, why do we need to tell these random customers that she's an ex-meth addict?
I hated it. So, Lorelei, thank fucking God, leaves. And Jax turns to Peter, and he's like, Lorelei is the best sex I've had in a long time.
In a long time.
Like, cue Stassi coming into work.
Well, this is dumb. I hate when people do this shit because, A, that's kind of so mean. He's obviously saying this just to say it and get under Stassi's skin. Mm-hmm. But that's so mean to do to Lorelei. Like,
to use her to get back at Stassi.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, hooking up with her and dating her is, but, like, I hate when people lie about shit like this, like, and try and make it seem like it's cool or just, like, get back at someone when it's, who cares? Like, why do we have to compare this shit?
I think Lorelei is just freaky. I don't think she's, like necessarily better at sex. I think she's just freakier.
And she's, I mean, after, I'm sure, 2 years in a relationship like, with Jax and Stassi, that, like, now it's always exciting and new when you're, when you're at the beginning, when you're not fully dating and you're trying to like impress the other person. I'm sure it is different and kind of nice, but I just think it's mean the way he goes about this.
Yeah, I know, it's definitely rude. But Stassi tells us that she got a call from Lorelei, and Lorelei told Stassi that her and Jack started they're starting a relationship, which I want to like pump the brakes. They've been on like one fuck date. They went on like 3 dates in a day. I don't know if they're starting a relationship. I think they fucked.
Even if they've dated over the last like week, let's say.
Still not.
You're not starting a relationship. I think she's getting ahead of herself. And I think this is where she's kind of like naive.
She's like romanticizing it.
Oh, yeah. Like, honey, you're moving real quick in this. I would not say you're in a relationship. I'd say you're seeing each other, but you're not in a relationship.
Do you think it's right that she called Stassi to let her know? Because they obviously work together. Oh, you don't?
No, because right now, like I said, this is a relationship. Mm-hmm. They're just seeing each other. And in my opinion, this comes off as Lorelei throwing this in Stassi's face.
Oh, okay. I almost took it as like, I guess if someone I was working with, I'd want them to just be like, hey, I just wanted to let you know. I like did hang out with your ex. I don't know where it's headed yet, but like, just so you're aware.
See, I think that's kind of okay. But that's not what it sounds like she did. Yeah,
I think the way Lorelei did it was fucking weird.
I don't think she meant to do it that way, but that's what she did. It's basically like, so I'm going to start a relationship with Jax. Just want to let you know.
Yeah, no, she should have done it the way I said to do it.
Follow our direction on how to do relationships. We're both, me and my friends always do this. We talk about people canceling their weddings right now, and we're like, me and my fiance are having a really tough, troubling time, and it's like none of my friends are in relationships. We're like, oh, tragedy. We're trying to decide what to do with our wedding during the pandemic too.
Oh my god,
not a problem, not on our radar.
Stassi says when Lorelei called her, she just started crying. Can she be upset? I've said yes.
Yes.
I think this hits too. Even though she is dating Frank, I think this was, I don't think Frank, obviously he didn't call Jax and was like, I'm starting a relationship with your ex. I think this was like, I get it. We all get upset. And,
you can definitely start something new and still be upset seeing your ex get into something new. Like, Jax is allowed to be, if Jax is allowed to be pissed about her being in something new, then she can get upset too. I think they both have a right to do this. I just don't think you get to act on it.
Agreed. So Peter gives Stassi her assignment for the night and she's like not at all happy. And he's like, can you just fucking work, please? And she calls him a douche.
Well, because she does not get the good tables anymore.
Yeah.
So the based on the way the conversation happened. Yeah. And I don't know. They didn't mention who has them, but somebody gets tables 1 through 6. And I guess those are like the best tables, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. But Natalie was pissed at her. Stassi got suspended and now she gets the bad tables. So she calls Peter a douche, which I think I was like, oh, but Peter was the only nice friend at your birthday party.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Also, it's not his decision. He's just like manager on the floor.
Well, it probably was. But like he rightfully had a real reason to drop. Somebody deserves them a lot more than she does.
Well, Kristen says it's karma. So, So working tonight is Frank, Jax, Stassi, Kristen, and Laura Lee. Stassi has a friend in Frank, an only Frank,
he's in the lounge.
He's working in the lounge. He's busy. Stassi's got to be in the restaurant with everyone else. There's no one on her side, which this is when I was like, that she's a mean girl because mean girls need a crew.
That's true. But also, listen, I get not having friends at work, but this isn't a job where you're like sitting around doing things together.
Eating lunch together.
Running your own shit. So what does it matter?
Agreed.
I like my manager and I weren't getting along, I get that. But what, because you don't have somebody to chit chat with in the back, you need to like freak out and go home early?
Yeah. So Lisa comes in, approaches Jax and is like, hey, how are things going? And Jax says, things are going really good. And Lisa's like, since fucking yesterday when you bawled in my house. And Jax tells Lisa he's been hanging out with Laura Lee, and red flags for Lisa.
Lisa is worried, especially about Laura Lee.
Well, she goes, one minute he's driving to Vegas to confess his love, and the next minute he's shagging Laura Lee.
I love when Lisa calls these people out on their like hypocrisy and crap, because this is dumb.
This is super dumb.
Yesterday was saying how he loves her so much and that's his girlfriend, and Lisa had to correct him and say ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. And now he's fucking a new girl. And even Lisa's
she's not new.
Well, a new girl for Jack.
Oh, I thought you said the new girl.
No, a new girl. But Lisa tells him, she's like, you gotta be careful because Laura Lee is not like Stassi. She is a delicate and fragile girl. And you're not in love with her, bro. Lisa knows. Nope. Lisa's like, you're going to hurt her. And Laura Lee has only been sober for 9 months.
Crazy.
Which, like, is a long
time. You're not supposed to get in a relationship. You're not supposed to get in a relationship for a year, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're not supposed to make big changes or big decisions, I believe, for a year. I think it's a year. I know there's a certain amount of time
you're not
supposed to do things because it could, like, cause you to spiral.
Well, Jax Taylor does not seem like a stable environment. So Stassi goes up to Peter and begs to be cut for personal reasons.
Which, how far into the shift do you think this is?
10 minutes. This girl checked in or clocked in, talked to Frank, and then went back to Peter. And this is so unprofessional. Peter's like, no, we have a very busy night. We have like 50 fucking reservations. Stassi just keeps begging. And Peter says, no, like, I know how you are. I know your attitude. Fucking stop, basically. You're not getting cut. And Peter calls Stassi out because he says Jax is all, because Stassi's basically like, you don't understand what I'm going through. And Jax is like, it's the same thing Peter says, it's the same thing Jax is going through. It's like a natural reaction. And Stassi's like, actually, it's like not the same.
And well, that's like, true. It's not the same because you moved on first. So
yeah.
And rumor aside, it is a little different because Stassi has less support, but you just got to get through it. Like, you got to do your fucking job.
Yeah. And then Stassi tells Peter that Jax told Stassi that he was going to find one girl at Sur that he can fuck. So he found the weakest link.
Which I think is true.
I also think this is true. But also, I think he just, like, can't be cut tonight. Like, oh, I just absolutely felt so fucking bad for Peter. I was like, this dude has to deal with children. Literal children.
It sucks because all this, like, Vegas drama is really spilling over into the workplace. Yeah. Normally, it's just, like, little bickering and, like, I don't get along with this person. But this seems like lots of chaos because you have Jax and Laura Lee, you have Frank and Stott. Like, every single person involved works at this restaurant and is working tonight.
And I think the most frustrating thing is, like, if you have a problem at work, you try your best to either move on or, like, squash it, which these people are, like, not trying to do. So
well, you can't because they hang out 24/7, too. This isn't, like, when we worked together, we didn't hang out all the time, too.
Yeah, but that would almost make it even more need for this to be squashed or something.
Mm.
Like, their needs – usually, like, when I get – when something happens and I have to see a person every day – I try and resolve it so that, you know, it doesn't affect other people. But these people, one, are very selfish, so they, like, do not care how it affects other people. And two, just don't care about a resolution right now. They're just at war. They're just fully at war at work.
That's true.
It's so unprofessional. As a 25-year-old in a corporate job, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Whatever. And let's move on. Let's go to a party.
Oh my god, yes. Tom and Kristen's apartment. They're throwing a party. Jax and Laura Lee are here with the dogs.
This was so weird. Were they, was one Jax's and one was hers?
I don't know dog ratios to people, but one of them looked like the dog he had with Stassi.
Okay.
So Stassi's not invited, so that means no drama. I don't know. Tom and Katie come. Sheena and Shay come. Tina comes. Peter walks in and says, trouble has arrived.
Love it. I love this because the ghost of Stassi is there. Let's be honest. No matter when these people hang out.
Let's pause. Do you think, if I was Stassi, I'd be really sad that this party was going on and I was clearly just like uninvited. You know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't want to go anyway, so I would not be that. I'm pissed for my, like, specific reasons.
Yeah.
It would make me – it, like, fuels being mad at you for the same reason because you are continually hanging out. It's not, like, Laura Lee and it's not Sheena. It's Jax. Like, my problem would be Jax.
True. But Kristen especially acts like Laura Lee is her new best friend, you know? Like
– this is so dumb. This is revisionist history.
Okay. So,
also, I wonder how quickly they do these interviews after they film because their commentary right now was like pretty spot on with, I believe, how they were actually feeling in the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I believed that Kristen was pissed still. Like, so pissed.
Oh, yeah.
So we find out Tina paid $2,500 to get her show at Roxy. So these people better be coming.
Okay. $2,500 isn't as much as I thought it would be, but that's still a lot of money if you're just like waitressing.
That's a lot for me to pay on myself to maybe have something come from it.
But like you can kind of like, you could build that up over a few months. This would probably take a year for these
people. That's true. Yep. You're right. Poor Tina. I hope it works out. We get a fun Laura Lee and Jax make out, and so we find
this
out-
is weird. Think about how tiny this apartment is. Whoa. This is almost the exact same thing as the Chippendale show. It's like, okay, can we calm down? We're all in this uncomfortable place.
Yeah, I'm all down. Like, if you want to show PDA, fine, but like, please remember if I'm there, don't make it weird for everyone else.
This is like, weird.
If it's not a makeout party, maybe don't make out.
Well, it's the daytime. Once again, there are times and there's a time and place to make out with people. You're going to be really drunk. You're kind of going to be off on your own. You cannot be off on your own when you're in this tiny as fuck apartment.
Yeah, no. And everyone has to watch, like, because there's nowhere else to go. It's like one room and a kitchen.
Yes, I would hate that. I hate people like this.
And Sheena kind of hates it because she thinks they're a joke.
Oh, they are. They are a joke. Sheena tells it like it is, no matter if she likes you or hates you.
Sheena's the only one, because I think, like, Kristen is so mad at Sassy that she's like, I love Jax and Laura Lee.
Yeah.
Whereas Sheena's like, I fucking hate Sassy, but also this isn't weird. Real.
Yeah.
So Tina is like, where, give me the lowdown.
This is amazing. No, she's like, what's going on here? And Kristen's like, oh, did you not hear about Vegas? And she's like, no.
Tina's like, no, I wasn't fucking invited, you bitches.
Bitches.
She wasn't even on the B list.
Sad. That's true. Maybe she was busy. Tina has her own life, let's be honest.
Justice for Tina. But so Kristen basically tells her side of, like, the Vegas story. Sassy fought Katie and, like, was a crazy dictator on her birthday. Whatever she said. I didn't write it down because we know the Vegas story. If not, please go back and watch season 1, episode 4. So Tina asked Jax who won in the fight between Jax and Frank. And Jax says,
he believes obviously me.
He believes he won because he's not with Stassi anymore.
So dumb, because that's the whole reason you were fighting. If you would say you won the breakup.
But you didn't win the girl.
But you didn't win that fight because you were fighting for Stassi.
Yeah.
So, I hate people.
So Sheena's like, hey, Laura Lee, you talked to Stassi yet? Because Sheena knows it's going to be bad. And Jax tells Laura Lee to read the texts, which I don't know if Laura Lee wanted to share the text, but I think once it came up, she was like, okay.
It looks like Laura Lee this episode has, which this isn't a bad thing. A lot of people suffer with this, but a lot of anxiety. So I don't understand why she would get involved in this and then read these texts aloud. Cause she looks very upset when she's reading them.
So before I get into the texts, cause they're long, Sheena does feel bad that Laura Lee is getting the backlash of Stassi. But at the same time, she knows Laura Lee fucking did this to herself.
Oh, okay. 100%. Listen, everybody who works at the restaurant knows how crazy Stassi is, knows this relationship. You knew what you were getting yourself into, honey.
Also, you were warned. Sheena did was put sunscreen on Jax's back, and Stassi came at her. Like, take the warning signs. So, the text that Stassi sends Laura Lee.
Which, note it, peep the, like, really old iPhone with the green bubbles.
Yes, it was so great. And it, like, broke out your text messages into multiple still. Because Stassi, I think, has a BlackBerry. So, it didn't all send as one.
Loved a BlackBerry, too. Really on the BlackBerry train at this point in my life.
I loved the BlackBerry, and I never got one.
Oh, really?
My dad had one.
Quite a few. I had a purple one. My dad found it the other day, and... Might have to switch just for a day for old times.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. Okay. The text said, you're fucking pathetic. You have zero self-esteem. It's so sad to see. You meant nothing to anyone until I talked to you the way up. Way to pay me back. Well, that's, and then Laura Lee says something like, I don't know. Well, sorry. I don't know. I'm not mad. I didn't write down what Laura Lee said because it just like didn't bring me joy. But Laura Lee's trying to play it, like, kind of cool. Stassi says, well, that says a lot about your character. That the fucking only girl that befriended you's ex is what... Oh, because Laura Lee said, Jax makes me happy. That was her text message. Well, that says a lot about your character. That the only fucking girl that befriended you's ex is what makes you happy. That's so embarrassing for you. No one liked you before except me. Now everyone hates you and thinks you're disgusting. And Laura Lee responds with, well, I can live with that.
I love Tina's like, great answer. Yeah, 10 out of 10.
That was great. That was great. Stassi responds, everyone's been warning me that you're oddly obsessed with me. Now I know it's true. Welcome to a life of no more friends, at least as far as Sir is concerned. Freak. Enjoy my leftovers.
I love the freak. Freak.
freak. Enjoy my leftovers since you're so obsessed with them. And then Jack says, are you enjoying the leftovers? Norley's like, oh yeah, I'm enjoying. And then they make out again. Stop. And I hate it.
Like, bleh.
Okay, these were mean girl texts, but you can tell.
Oh yeah.
You can tell Stassi's kind of like flailing. Like she doesn't have any ground. And Laura Lee's not playing into it. She's like not trying to argue. So Stassi's,
which I don't mind. Like, I like
freak.
Love. I don't love that she sent these texts, but I love the drama of these texts.
Yes.
Because I just love a good rage text where it doesn't really make sense. Yes. You just say whatever insult you can. It's just like, F you. Freak.
Freak.
What? Like, I hope Laura Lee, it looks like she kind of does, either that or she's just playing it, that she has, like, enough confidence that she's like, whatever.
I loved the, well, I can live with that.
Yeah.
I was like, bitch, look at you.
I think she's playing brave, but it's working.
She's, yeah.
But, man.
But now we go to the staff meeting. Now this, I could die. I watched the staff meeting at least 7 times. I got it. So the room is like split into 2 sides. It's like Stassi's side and then it's mm-hmm. Jax's side. And you can imagine, you know, Stassi's got Jen and Kelly and all those other girls that I wrote their names down later, but they're like not that important.
I know, they were all sitting on 2 sides.
Oh, I wrote down all their names. And then the end, like Tom and Kristen and Katie and Jax and Laura Lee. And then, like, Peter and Sheena are kind of in the middle because I think they're just kind of like, we're not getting involved. Well, Peter's a manager, so I'm sure he's like, I'll just sit here. And
we'll sit on the Switzerland.
Right in the middle.
Section.
So Katie is not excited because she hates conflict, which I think makes sense. It's why she's always the one trying to, like, solve things with Stassi so far.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa walks in pissed. And she, we're going to get down to the truth today. That's what she said. She's like, we're going to find the truth. So first, Lisa wants to talk about what happened in Vegas with the restaurant. You know, it's not a good look. You're representing Lisa and you fucking failed at that.
Yep.
Lisa doesn't support intercompany dating. But they're all sleeping with each other. So like what's she going to do? Fire the whole company?
Yeah, so I love Jack, every time she mentions this because
they're all sleeping. True. It's so true. Why couldn't anyone go find someone else to sleep with? Because they don't hang out with anyone else. But Jax, this is where Jax comes through and says he takes responsibility for Vegas. He was acting on emotions. He shouldn't have even been there. He had this 2-year relationship and he had emotions in it and he acted like a child, which I have to give it to Jax. I think that's very grown up. And I think this is where Frank should have been like, I also kind of take responsibility for Vegas. There was just a lot of emotions. I shouldn't have acted the way I did. Like, I think Frank should have totally said something. He should have been like, Jax, I shouldn't have, you know, fought with you. It was inappropriate, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So then Lisa's like, how are you all going to work together? Ah, mess. So then Kristen, like, Lisa's talking, and Kristen looks at Tom Sandoval.
This is so great. Like,
I know, she mouths that, my heart is pounding. And Lisa's like, you got fucking something to say? Like, she already hates Kristen, and she's like, Kristen, you interrupting?
I love when, like, this happens in any scenario. It always happened, I feel like, in school, when they're like, oh, what would you like to say? And you're like, yeah. Oh, I was just talking about my weekend plans.
I love when people, the teacher would be like, oh, sorry, am I interrupting your conversation? And I'd be like, poof. Got him.
But no.
But yeah, so Kristen says out loud that her heart's pounding and Lisa says it should be. Lisa's not fucking around. She's here to whip the restaurant.
I didn't think it would be like this, like, well, your heart should be pounding.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was going to be like, this is unacceptable. We can't do this. What do you guys have to say?
Yeah, no. And now Lisa follows that up with, I'm pissed off, and this is my restaurant, and you guys don't seem to care. And I was like, oh my God. This is how she yells at her children. I'm so scared for Max and me. But now we're going to talk about Katie and Stassi fighting. We get a quick look of Sheena's face when this is all coming up. She loves this. This is Sheena's dream. Which, like, good for you, Sheena.
Because she's not involved. She's probably so thankful she's not. She's not friends with these people.
She's texting Shay. This is awesome. Best day at work so far. Stassi says And Sassy, when she talks, she's starting to talk like very like, well, Lisa, I didn't mean to do anything. I threw the water at Schwartz because he called me a bitch. And if Katie got some water on her, like, that wasn't what it was meant for. And then Kristen, I think Katie would have let go, but Kristen's about to fucking throw down. And Kristen called Stassi out for pulling Katie's hair.
Which she did. That's not the same. Okay, but that's not the order it happened.
No. Katie pinned her down. They showed the flashback again. Katie came at Stassi for throwing water, and then she was kind of, Stassi's kind of pinned down, to which I would fucking pull someone's hair too.
I would too. Get
it. Yeah, but we're not getting the whole story.
No, Stassi's mad because she denies pulling her hair, but then she does kind of cop to it, but says that she didn't do it because she's not a ghetto bitch. And Lisa sounds like a ghetto bitch to me.
I hate the term ghetto. Me too. I don't know why. It just doesn't have a great connotation.
Well,
but
I just, there's no need for it. It's not like it adds anything. It never adds anything, but especially in this scenario, like, why can't she say she's, well, I guess she is a bitch, so she couldn't just say she's a bitch.
She could say, like, I don't fight in public, or I don't know.
Like, I don't get physical.
Yeah, I'm not a physical person.
Or, like,
person.
It's
Thursday. We can't do this.
I know. I don't, like, start shit. I think, like, I wouldn't have started getting physical unless somebody got physical with me.
Yeah. I just think I'm sad we're not getting the full story, and I wish Bravo gave Lisa the tapes because I think
reunion.
Katie's,
we better chit chat at the reunion.
But also Stassi's playing it like, I didn't do anything. Oh my God. I'm like,
yeah,
so
but that's
innocent.
Her MO, especially with Lisa. Yeah. Lisa has a soft spot for her.
So then we get to see Laura Lee, and she's like fucking having a heart attack.
She's hyperventilating.
This bitch, and even Jax is like, can you calm down?
We're talking about Katie and Stassi, like, hair pulling, and Laura Lee's like,
like, rocking back and forth, her head's down, her hair is a mess.
Jack and Lisa's like, calm down. Lisa's like, Laura Lee, it looks like you have something to say. And Laura Lee's is like, I'm so heated.
And then she fucking explodes.
So heated. And then she's like, I just, like, want to go off. And she's like, well, go off. Like, Lisa's like, go off. And she's like, Stassi.
Wouldn't it be so funny? Wait, wouldn't it be so funny if she's like, hey, I'm so nervous, I just want to go off. And Lisa was like, go off. And she was like, all right, what the fuck, Stassi? And it was just like,
her, like, tone changed. I would appreciate that because Stassi. This is so dumb. I can't take people seriously when they have this pitch of voice because it's like, I'm just so.
I don't think Lisa could either because Lisa's like, you look like you're having a fit. What's the fucking problem? You're like having a seizure over there. So Laura Lee lets it out in her hybrid. She's like, you're going to say you're not a ghetto bitch and you send me text messages.
Which, that's okay. I don't like the term ghetto bitch, but pulling somebody's hair is way more ghetto bitch than texting somebody.
Everyone text messages. That's a rage text, hun. Yeah. If you don't rage text, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But Stassi's like, oh, I totally did. And Stassi's laughing,
I love this.
Too. I understood Stassi because I was laughing this whole fucking time.
Because this isn't something that needs to be brought up at the team meeting, in my opinion.
And then Stassi goes, it was nice of me to just bully text her, like, in her interview. And I was like, oh, my God, no.
I'm so again, funny. Not condoning it.
No.
But I think what she's saying is that, like, I could have done way worse, which is so true.
Person.
Like, there are so many things. I feel like she was kind of holding back with just the rage text.
Also, if we learn anything from this, Laura Lee is not a great in-person fighter. Like, Kristen will throw down. Stassi will throw down. Katie knows she's not going to throw down.
Laura Lee was able to be, like, tough via text.
Yes, Laura Lee just explodes.
Would you read her text like that every time if she texted you? Hey.
What? Hey, yeah. Hey.
If she sent you texts, would you read them? Like, hey.
Yeah. I'm so fucking mad. So, Kristen then gets involved because I think she's probably about to flounder.
Well, Lisa said it a few episodes back. Like, Kristen will always put herself in the middle of the drama.
There's drama. There's Kristen. So Kristen starts yelling and is like, you told Laura Lee that we wouldn't be friends with her.
Basically told her to, like, you were trying to get her to quit. Like, quit. Yeah.
And then she's like, of course. She should just quit. Which yeah. Stassi's how I fight. Like, if someone comes at me, I'll be like, and like laugh at them because I think it's funny, which is like, yeah. Well,
I think her remaining calm and being like, yeah, of course I think she should quit, like, makes it like less serious in a way because she's talking so calm.
And you see Laura Lee like start to shake more and like freak out more. And I think it works.
It makes her, like, Laura Lee look like she's kind of overreacting. It makes like Stassi said some kind of mean things and was upset, but it's not like she rage texted her as hard as she did.
Yeah. And then, so Laura Lee goes on and she's like, I understand you being hurt. And that's why I called you to let you know. And like, I'm the only person that like likes you. Like, listen, I was in the worst relationship of my life for 3 years. And Stassi's like,
me too.
Weird. So was I. And you just see Jax like, what the fuck? And Laura Lee gets even more mad. Like, it is so fucking funny to me.
I love that Stassi said she was in the worst relationship too. Like,
yeah. And then, so she goes on, Laura Lee continues, and she's like, all Jax does is build me up. He builds me up. And
okay.
We hang out. Oh, Stassi, we only hung out one time. You want to talk about girl code? I covered your ass. It was one day you left, and I said, throw her tables at me. I covered you. And Stassi's like,
we all okay. do that.
Someone in the background, Jen or something. I'm not going to blame Jen because I don't think Jen would speak up. But that blonde bitch, Kelly, I'm sure she was like, that's what we do at Sir. We cover people's shit.
Yeah, which is kind of true, like – you can't hold something like that against everyone anytime.
Yeah, and then, I mean, Laura Lee just goes on about how she's dating Frank, and, Laura Lee continues, and I was like, when I asked you about dating Frank, you said that your relationship with Jax has been over for months, so I don't know why you still give a fuck.
Okay, and that's dumb. That's Stassi trying to convince herself.
No, but that's when Lisa goes, boom. Like, oh, no. This makes no sense to me. Sheena, though, is me. Just sipping on her coffee, watching the whole thing throw down.
Love to watch this go down.
And she's like, I'm happy Laura Lee's this new target, okay? It's not me. Which is a bystander effect, but I get it. Because I used to be bullied. And the minute I stopped being bullied, I was like,
yes, you're like, oh God, like, thank God there's a new target. I just can just sit here and come to work now.
Also, Laura Lee kind of brought it. It's not like she's being bullied for no reason. Well, she shouldn't be bullied. But
it's not there like this. Okay, Sheena's came out of nowhere because Stassi wasn't involved in the reason why Stassi's mad at her. Laura Lee, Stassi has a reason to be angry at Laura Lee, not bully her, but to be angry. Yes.
So Stassi says it's more about Laura Lee than it is Jax. Like, she hopes Laura Lee brings out the best in Jax. Like, she wishes the best, whatever. And then Laura Lee's like, I like Jax the way he is. And then Stassi again is like, okay. And then Stassi says that Jax got a porn star pregnant 2 months ago, and Kristen from the background goes, not true, you should grow up. And I was like, oh my fucking God. No one has proof that this is true, but no one has proof that it's not true, so I don't know why we're fucking picking sides.
Yeah, I always wonder, like, how do you prove something like this right? Because if none of his other friends know.
Yeah. I don't know. But, then Lisa comes in. She says that she knows only some of them will go on and be successful. And she basically knows who that is. Pause. Do you think she means, like, reality TV show successful?
No.
Or do you think she means Hollywood?
She means in their careers, in their real careers.
Okay. I was just wondering because I was like, huh. Everyone can be reality TV successful. Like, if this show
because it goes on. Think about, like, when this was filmed, they were a long way away from being famous because they still were filming. It hadn't even aired yet.
Yeah. Well, Lisa tells them that they're all replaceable and the meeting is fucking over.
Yep.
Stassi goes outside to vent to Jen and Danny and Kelly and Tierney.
They all talk about how Laura Lee went off, which was, I loved it.
Hilarious. Because she did. Laura Lee looked fucking crazy. And the best thing to do if you're in a verbal fight is not look like the crazy one, which is what Stassi did.
Yeah, the calmer you talk, the more normal you seem.
Yeah.
And when you talk calm, you make the other person look so crazy.
Yeah. Oh my God, Laura Lee. I loved with Laura Lee having like a meltdown, and Lisa was like, "Are you okay? You look like you're having a seizure over there."
Yeah.
Because that's how crazy she looked. Whatever. We find out Jax left Stassi a love note 3 days ago.
Do you believe this?
Kinda.
I do too. Because if you think about it, this is probably 1 or 2 days since they all, like that night they all worked together. Like that, yeah. I guess that was Tuesday night. So it was probably sometime during the week before they opened that they had this meeting. And on Monday is when that tea party happened and Jax was still so in love with her. So it's probably that day that he left the note.
And now he's like into Laura Lee. Yeah, I think, 100%. Jax totally probably did that. Whatever.
He like moved on quick that I think this is true.
Yeah. So then after all that drama, we get a 2-minute break narrated by Tom Sandoval. I love these little... And we're going to talk about Stassi's tendency to use really violent metaphors, which I wrote down all the metaphors they gave us examples of, if you'd like them. I'd love to drill a machine gun into her head. Literally want to take every fork and knife and just graze over his body until he bleeds to death.
Not even violent, but very detailed.
Yeah, like you have to be really pissed off at someone to come up with wanting to do that to them.
Yes.
So this one was cut off, which, confused me, but I think it's cut my boyfriend's dick off time. I literally want to come at them with daggers and chop their faces and hide them in the walls.
Hmm.
And then the last one was to Jax, and it is, I normally would have literally ran across the float with daggers and not only stabbed you both like 40 times, but then thrown you off, tarred and feathered each of you, beheaded you, and then quartered your bodies and dragged them through the cities of LA on a disgusting truck.
And think, that had to be the Pride incident where she just put suntan lotion on his back.
Yep. Thank you, Tom Sandoval, for your 2 minutes of fame this episode.
Oh, yes.
So then we go to dance class. Sheena is with her dancers. They're learning from Kate, the choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
They're practicing for Sheena's show. And Sheena feels okay because she's trained in tap, jazz, ballet, and hip-hop. But she hasn't picked up choreography in a long time, so it's a problem. And I get this because I trained in all of these for 16 years. I'm very bad at all of them, except tap. I kind of fucking rack at tap. But I would be really scared to pick up choreography for a show now.
She has a lot going on. She has to, it's not just dancing. She has to think about where a microphone's going to be. She has to be singing. She in my opinion, can barely do the singing. So I'd be really stressed out.
But she can do the splits, which I was very impressed about.
Oh, yeah. And these moves, legs open, the crawling.
The crawl.
As Stassi will later call it, like, stripper moves, I believe.
Yes. Well, Kate, the choreographer, is over this because Sheena clearly is just trying to be hot, dance, and shake her ass. But Kate's trying to put some work in, so.
Yes. Yep. And then it's also like, we're not wearing dresses, are we? And it's like,
oh my God,
yes, I am.
their fucking legs are open to the audience.
Like, I guess they'll wear shorts.
So now we go out to eat. We are with Jen and Haley. And they work at Stir. Stassi's been hanging out with them a lot more. I think because her other friends. So these are her like B-list friends. We know Jen. We've never met Haley before. So Jen asks if they're going to the show tomorrow. Stassi doesn't know because it would just be like them against a whole bunch of other people. But Jen feels kind of bad because Sheena and Tina asked her to go.
And Stassi is shook. Yeah, she had no idea Sheena was performing and is 100% going now. Which I love this because I've had these moments where I'm like, no, I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah. Stassi has very low expectations. And Jen even plays Stassi Sheena's song.
Yes.
Which, okay. I don't know. But I think Jen was very nice about this. Like, Jen was just like, yeah, Sheena's opening. And Stassi was, like, kind of the mean girl. But I appreciate Jen not being like, right, Sheena's going to suck. Jen was just kind of like, yeah, here's her song. And would, like, laugh at the things that Stassi said. But
That is always awkward because I'm sure she's, like, pretty friendly with Sheena.
Everyone.
Like,
yeah.
I don't need to be outright vicious, but
yeah,
I'll do a slight gossip with my friends.
So then we get to the show. It's time. It's the Roxy show. Yeah. Tina is so cute. She's so excited. Her name is out there. She's taking pictures. Kristen's smoking a cig right next to her.
Oh, she is so happy to support Sheena. It's crazy how you get in a fight with your best friend and now you are like, new best friends. I love Lorelei. I love Sheena.
Kristen's always liked Sheena. She never had a problem, remember?
Oh, God. Sure. Whatever. Sure. Is that why you screamed at her whenever she was putting suntan lotion on Jackson's back?
So inappropriate. So then we get Sheena backstage. She looks really good. She's really excited but nervous. And I think Sheena looks great. Her boobs are out in all the right places. She's got a corset it kind of looks like on. Her dress has shorts underneath. She's good. She's good.
Yeah, I think this is good for her first show.
Yeah,
or
so
I guess
let's talk
first
about
song.
Let's talk about the performance, right? Sheena comes on. Everyone's fucking pumped. Stassi's ready for Sheena to fail.
Oh, yeah.
I knew I should have been a hooker.
Love that line.
But Sheena fucking kills it. And you know what? I also kind of think, I'm not saying it was a good, like, vocally, but I'm going to say this was a fun performance to see, like, when I'm drunk at a club. Like, this is, I'm like, dancing.
I don't think it was bad by any means.
No.
And Kristen says she thinks Stassi came to see her fail, but Sheena actually did awesome.
Yeah, Sheena. I think for someone's first performance, and also you've openly said you're like really not a singer. I think it was fun. If I was drunk, I'd be fucking dancing. I'd fucking love this.
I don't think I'd be embarrassed if I performed, or like I would personally be embarrassed to go up on stage and do something, but I'm saying like the level that she actually performed is not embarrassing.
No, yeah, it was great. Jax thinks that Sheena's hot, so that's a great thing for Sheena, I guess.
Don't tell episode 2 Stassi that.
So Jen turns to Stassi and she's like, I think Sheena actually did well because Jen's a really nice person. And Stassi's like, yeah, no, she did. She did great. She did a great job. And I think Stassi at this point, I think is wrong that Sheena didn't suck.
Yeah.
Two, she's in this room with all of her ex-friends, her ex-boyfriend. Like, they haven't talked. They haven't done anything to make things better. And it's just overwhelming, and she's sad. This is a sad situation. I get it.
I agree.
So she decides
and
to
it's
leave.
Kind of hard to be mean to other people when you're, like, super sad and, like, feeling really weird.
Yeah.
Like, I think when you're insecure, you make fun of people. But, like, when you're in a very bad space, I don't think. Like, she's not really in the mood to make fun of Sheena at this point.
Yeah. She's just sad. I get it. Yeah. She has to leave. She's outside venting to Jeremy about how she just needs to leave. Jeremy lets her go. He's going to go find his girlfriend, Jen. He does not give a fuck. And Sheena comes outside, and she finds Stassi crying. And bitchy Sheena would have just fucking kicked her when she's down, but really nice Sheena and the person she really is, she walks up to Stassi and asks if she's okay and then goes, can I give you a hug? I'm just going to give you a hug. And hugs her as Stassi starts bawling.
Sobbing.
And
goes,
I'm having a mental breakdown.
I think this is great because Sheena mentions like she like chose to comfort her instead of like you said, kick her when she's down, which I think shows the true person Sheena is. I love
agree.
This.
Yeah.
I think Sheena knows they're not going to be really friends, but it's not hard to just be kind to someone and give her a hug like she did.
Yeah. And Sheena, in her interview, Sheena says she's glad to see that Karma got Stassi, but she knows what it's like to have all your friends against you. And the least she can do is reach out, which I think that says a lot, where Shayna's like the least, the very least I can just give an olive branch.
Yeah. And I don't think she wants to be like Stassi. Like that would be a Stassi move to be like, yeah. F you. I think she's trying to show her like, we don't have to be, you know, really close friends, but like, we just don't have to attack each other. Like we can both be here for each other.
Yeah.
We just don't have to be super close.
So Stassi's like sobbing and she's like, why are you being nice to me? We normally hate each other. And Shayna responds so nice. She goes, I know, but you're hurting and I just feel like you need a friend and your friends aren't talking to you and I feel bad and I want to be your friend. Mm-hmm. Which I think, oh my God, my heart. And Shay's there and she's like, come on, Stassi, it's okay.
Yeah,
which
like Shayna tells her to like stay. I love that she's like, stay, like we can hang out. Like you should still watch Tina. And she ends up staying. They get a drink together. They take a picture together, even though Shayna has to pay for Stassi's drink, but whatever.
I love this friendship. I'm like, my heart has melted.
I wouldn't call it a friendship, though. I wouldn't call it friendship.
I want it to be a friendship, Meredith.
Yeah, it's my friendship. Let's be honest. It's
not. I love this. I love this, and I love this friendship. I want it as a friendship.
But it's
not
a friendship yet.
I want them to start dating.
No. That's like saying Laura Lee and Jax are a relationship.
I think these are the beginning. No, I think this could be a friendship. That's why I'm saying I love this friendship. I'm gonna trademark.
I don't think it'll happen. I think it needs a lot of maturity on Stassi's part.
This is my friendship that I root for. These are the people I think I root for.
Stassi will be friends with anybody who kind of like blows smoke up her ass, kind of like Katie said.
Well, whatever. We really quick, you skipped over Tina's performance. She paid $2,500.
Oh my
God. We have to give her some credit. She was doing great. Tom Sandoval was playing the guitar. And I'm going to give Tina a little shout out because if you want to know where Tina is now, you should check out our Patreon because I did her. Because I was like, Tina's not a main character. What's she up to?
For those who aren't on our Patreon, Alicia gives us an update on a cast member every single time.
Yes, I do.
Last week we did Laura Lee, I think. Didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, because she kind of came out of nowhere and I was like, what'd she do? Where'd she come from?
We looked up, you know, what she had done before she got on Vanderpump Rules and what she has done since then, which.
You know what, Laura Lee?
There was a lot, to be honest.
Kill it, Laura Lee. I like looking up the people that aren't in the intro because I think they're just nice background people.
Yeah. But tell us what happens next time.
Yeah, next time, Laura Lee and Jax are fucking in public. And Lisa finds out. Katie and Stassi have a heart-to-heart. Lisa has a stern talk with Frank, and she has had enough. Stassi and Frank fight in front of Stassi's apartment.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is there trouble in paradise?
Troubles are brewing.
See. Are we ready for Accepted and Blocked?
Let's do it. I'm a little nervous about this.
I'm ready for Accepted.
Okay. Are we going to do?
Shayna.
Absolutely. Ms.
Shayna Marie.
We're obviously on the same boat here. There's not really anyone else to give it to.
It's friendship.
Option
She's
two
so
is
so nice.
Option two was literally Dana, Stassi's mom.
Yeah. But Shayna, she's just so nice. Even when she doesn't have to be, she wasn't the target of any bullying, and she did her first live performance.
I agree.
It was a good week.
I know, and I think she had an own personal victory outside of everyone else, like not being, it's like you said, she kind of was a bystander, but like having a positive moment of like, yay, I'm not going to be the one picked on anymore, you know,
I
like,
know. What a you great just felt moment. Hopeful, and then so nice to Stassi. Shayna was on cloud nine and she could have kept it going with like Stassi sucks and now she's crying.
Yeah.
But no. And she made her boyfriend go over there and be nice too. And they both had, so Stassi didn't just have one person on her side. She had two. And I think Shayna knows that it's kind of bullshit that her friends are on Jax's side.
So heavily on Jax's side. They're like, they don't give a shit about her at all. She has no one. And these new friends really don't matter.
Yeah. So Shayna, we love you. Oh my God, I love Shayna so much. Okay, Blocked, I'm having a harder time on because I think there's 99% of people in this episode that I hate.
I agree. I don't really know.
Should I go with my heart or my head is what I'm debating right now.
I think I know who I'm going to block.
You go first.
I'm blocking Kristen because I hate people who say, I always loved Sheena all along. But bitch, you were so mean to her. Like now that like the real bully's out of the way, come on. You were so a part of this Mean Girls Club too. You did your own things. Yeah, it was probably like Stassi who picked her as the target, but you were the one throwing the darts.
Agreed. And if you're associated with the bully, you are the bully.
Yeah. It kind of makes you work when you're worse when you're doing the actual dirty work.
Although if Kristen did really like Sheena, remember when Stassi made Sheena do her bitch work? And Kristen knew, and she knew it was wrong. She could have went up to Sheena and been like, dude, you don't have to do that.
Yep.
Just, like, simple, not even cross.
Be your own person. Like, dude. Sheena's being her own person. She can still, like, talk to Kristen and Stassi. She's not choosing a side. You don't have to choose a side or, like, direct things towards people. You're responsible for your own actions.
Okay, so I didn't have Kristen. I'm still going between my heart and my head.
Head.
My head is telling me to block Stassi.
Oh.
Because I'll do it. Head. You picked for me. So Stassi, I think, is hurt. At the same time, I think Stassi is kind of taking it a step further than it needs to be.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of like how Jax showed up to Vegas, like didn't need to happen.
Yeah.
Your emotions were valid.
Yes.
Actions not.
And though I appreciate Stassi and I think the drama is great and I love it and I understand it, I don't think it's appropriate. I think you need to act civil at work. I think Peter deserved fucking better in that situation.
Yeah, good point.
I kind of
forgot about that when she was working.
Yeah, I think Stassi not owning up and being like, yeah, I pulled Katie's hair, but Katie put me down and said she was like, actually, I threw water at Tom Schwartz, so I don't know why Katie came at me. I think that's bullshit, dude. If you're going to be a bitch, own it.
Yeah.
Say what you did and just come through. So it's Stassi, but in case you were wondering, my blue ribbon block was Laura Lee. That's what my friend was telling me. I hate it. I hate every fucking second of this.
Stassi deserves a block.
Relationship.
Stassi deserves a block more than Laura Lee does.
Yes, but like, that's why Laura Lee was like, in my heart, I'm like, fucking block the bitch. But my head is like, no. Happy.
Oh, man.
Well, is that our episode?
That's it. Go join our Facebook group. Follow us on Instagram. Join our Patreon to get all the fun things.
Vanderpasta.
Love you guys. Adios.
Bye.